Exercise 3. Fairness in architecture, of course, does not always mean absolute equality, since people are not absolutely the same. And this is where prudence, another virtue, comes into play. Fairness in accommodating differences can lead to various conditions in some cases, and uniform conditions in others. Building codes, for instance, have finally recognized the need for a larger number of restroom stalls for women, especially in entertainment venues, when intermissions lead to a flood of people needing such facilities. At the same time, design for all demands that we adjust dimensions to accommodate the needs of people with a wide range of physical abilities, with many elements of buildings lower or wider than what has existed in the past. Examples like this suggest that fairness without prudence can lead, paradoxically, to unfair conditions, and that true fairness comes only from imagining ourselves in the place of those often treated unfairly and responding to their needs accordingly.